This call is being recorded.
Amen. God bless you, everyone. Welcome to Glory Prayer Hour. Again, people of God, we are here every Saturday morning faithfully. Amen. And we are here to the objective of these times is prayer. Amen. Even though we minister the word, the purpose of us ministering the word is so we can have a foundation on what we're supposed to be praying for. And that is the thing that's on the heart of God. Amen. So let's get into the word. I want to read a couple of scriptures as foundation before I get into the message this morning, which is very important. I want you to go real quickly to two passages of scripture. The first one is 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And verse 16 through 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 through 18. Let you get there.
Can you hear Minister David?
Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 through 18. Amen.
Amen.
It says, Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Prophet David?
Go ahead, read it one more time.
Okay. All right. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Now, I need everyone to pay very close attention to what I'm about to say, okay? This is from the heart of God. First thing I want you to understand, in this passage, one of the things, and when you read it in the New King James, that's the King James, right? In the New King, the Bible says, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. When one turns to the Lord, the veil. In other words, the very thing that hides Christ, that does, that veils Christ from you is taken away. Okay, notice verse 17. Remember I told you in the beginning that this is the day, this day, this Saturday is the day that God is going to unveil you. He's not, listen, don't, please don't miss what I'm about to say. He's not just going to unveil Jesus to you. He's going to unveil you to you. Ooh, glory. He's going to reveal you to you. Now, why is that important? Because you are made in his image. You are made in the image and the likeness of your creator. So when God begins to unveil the believer, he doesn't just unveil people so they can know Jesus. He unveils you to you so you can know who you are in Christ. Unveils you. Oh, God, don't miss it. He unveils you so you can know what you look like in regard to Christ. Why? Because the Bible says God created what? Man in his own image. And the problem is, in the body of Christ, a lot of people know who God is, but they don't know who they are in him. So God wants to unveil you to you. The second thing is this, verse 17, Brother Ronnie. Look at just verse 17. We'll go bit by bit. Verse 17.
Hallelujah. Verse 17 says, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
One more time. Right. Look what it says. Here it goes.
Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom.
Now notice what it says right here. It says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, a lot of people read that and they think that wherever God, wherever the Holy Spirit is present, there is liberty. He's not saying that. Because wherever the Holy Spirit is present, there is not liberty. So that can't be what this passage means. That passage means this. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit is Lord, there's liberty, which means whenever you make the Holy Spirit Lord, there's going to be liberty.
Wow.
Liberty is a product of you making him Lord, not just your Savior. A lot of people made Jesus Savior, but they never made him what? Lord.
Wow.
And so they wonder why they're still bound. They wonder why they're still struggling in different areas. It's because Jesus is present in their life, but he's not Lord in their life. He's, oh God, hallelujah, write this down. He's present in their life, but he's not Lord of their life. He's present, but not Lord. And when you make him Lord of your life, there'll be liberty in your life. There'll be freedom in your life. There'll be breakthrough in your life. There'll be healing in your life. There'll be prosperity in your life. When you do what? Make the Holy Spirit Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah. God. Because listen, when Jesus was on, listen, about to jack some of you up. When Jesus was on the earth, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, right? Come on. Mm-hmm. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All right, check this out.
Amen.
We're going somewhere. Stay with me.
All right.
Now, where Jesus is right now in the presence of the Father. Jesus is in heaven, people of God. Jesus is in heaven. But where is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is in the earth. He's in you.
In us.
So now, guess what? You must now make the Holy Spirit Lord.
Mm.
The same lordship you gave to Jesus, you got to give to the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he's the one that's in you. He's the one that needs lordship. And he said when you make him Lord, he'll begin to bring liberty. He'll bring the freedom. He'll be breakthrough. So this is the time that you and I have to make Jesus Christ Lord. Okay? Now, the Bible says when this happened, look what it says, verse 18, Brother Ronnie. Here you go.
But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Now, what does this mean? That this means this. If God does not unveil you, then you can't go to the next level of glory. Come on in. We in deep waters now. If the Holy Spirit, if you don't make Jesus Christ Lord where he can unveil you, you don't qualify to go to the next level of glory. You can't go from glory to glory. And there's a lot of people confessing, oh, we are going from glory to glory, but they never made Jesus Lord to the point where he can take them to glory to glory.
Oh, Jesus.
So words alone is not enough. Your word, you speaking things from the scripture is not enough until you surrender and yield to him what he can actually do. And we have a lot of lip service, but we ain't really have a lot of manifestation that we're actually seeing in our life. And we wonder why we've been saved for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and we still at the same place.
Mm.
Beloved, one of the things I want you to understand is, listen, there should be a level of maturity. There should be a level of you going from glory to glory. You should not be at the same place in your relationship with God. You shouldn't be struggling with the same things you struggled with at the beginning of your Christianity. Because in this season, beloved, I'm speaking prophetically, God is not just looking for another Christian. He's looking for believers. Every Christian is not a believer, because there's a lot of Christians that don't believe the word of God.
Oh, wow.
Hello? So now, God says, it's time to go from faith to faith and glory to glory. Remember, we quote that scripture, we go from faith to faith and glory to glory. We just read in the scripture where we go from glory to glory, right? Hello?
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's see how we go from faith to faith. Here we go. You ready? Romans chapter 1. Y'all taking notes. It's going to be good. Romans chapter 1 and verse 17, Brother Ronnie.
All
right. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Everybody say, I'm ready for my promotion.
I'm ready for my promotion.
After you finish this series that the Holy Spirit is going to take you through, He's going to actually give you your Holy Ghost diploma. Glory. Hallelujah. Is anybody ready for your Holy Ghost diploma? Romans chapter 1, verse 17.
It says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah.
Read it one more time. Read it again. Read it two more times. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Yes. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Hallelujah. As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Now, this is the part, because I need you to see this right here in your Bible. In other words, if God's righteousness is not revealed to you, you can't go to the next dimension of faith, because we go to faith to faith. Amen. And remember, righteousness is God's way of being and acting. God's way of being and acting. Righteousness is something that was given to you by God. Listen, which means this. Pay attention, people of God. You are not righteous because you live right. You are righteous because God declared you righteous.
Amen.
You're not righteous based on your performance. So you trying to live right is not going to make you righteous. Oh God, don't miss it. Come on, I'm delivering you from old mindset. You can no longer. You got to listen. You got to get this. Righteousness has to be revealed to you, which means this: when you get the revelation of righteousness, then you can begin to walk upright. You can only walk upright when the veil has been removed and righteousness has been revealed and disclosed to you. Righteousness has to be revealed. So the veil has to be removed so you can see what righteousness looks like. And when you get a revelation of righteousness, then guess what? You can now walk upright. This is how we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Righteousness must be veiled, and then the veil has to be taken away so you can make Jesus Christ Lord, so you can go from glory to glory. If you ain't operating in faith, you don't qualify to go from glory to glory. Amen? All right, let's get into the meat of this. Now we about to get into the meat. Y'all ready for the meat?
Yes. Come on, man of God.
Potatoes.
Yes.
All right. Y'all already eating. Okay. Okay. Just some scriptures. I want you to write these scriptures down because we're going to hit them. I won't be able to get to all of them, but we're going to go somewhere. Okay. Now, if you're taking notes, we're dealing with this morning. Okay. This is the foundation of what the Lord wants to reveal to us. If you're taking notes, write this down. Unanswered prayer. This is the title of the message, Unanswered Prayer, Welcome to the Wait. I'm going to let you write that down. Unanswered Prayer, Welcome to the Wait.
Welcome to the Wait.
In other words, what I'm going to show you in the Word of God is the reason why certain things, certain prayers, are not manifesting. Not that not they heard, but why certain things are not manifesting. You are praying, but certain things are not manifesting. Remember, we're about to go from glory to glory, all right?
Okay.
All right. I just want you to write these scriptures down. We're not going to read them yet, but we're going to get to them. I promise you. Stay with me, okay? The first scripture I want you to write down is Psalms chapter 40, verse 1 through 3. Do not go there. I just want you to write them down right now, okay?
Okay.
Psalms chapter 40, verse 1 through 3. And then I want you to write Psalms chapter 27 and verse 14.
Say that again?
Psalms 27 and verse 14. Okay, if somebody's doing on my call this morning, come on now. Okay, now. All right, now. Hello. I rebuke, okay? I'm a rebuker, okay?
What is it?
Psalms chapter 27, verse 14. Okay, you got that, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
The next scripture I want you to write down is Isaiah chapter 30 and verse
18.
All right. The last scripture I want you to write down is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, all the way to 31. Isaiah chapter 40, 29 through 31. These are the scriptures. When you get off this call, you're going to have to meditate on, okay? We're going to go there in a little bit. Again, the scripture is again. I'm going to say them again.
Excuse me, what was the scripture before Isaiah?
Just say them all.
I'm going to say them all again. Let me repeat them all again, okay? The first one is Psalms chapter 40, verse 1 through 3.
Okay.
The next one is Psalms 27, verse 14.
Okay.
The next one is Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 18.
Oh, 30. Okay, got it.
18. Isaiah 30 and verse 18. And the last one is Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 29 through 31.
Okay, thank you,
God. All right, here we go. Now, we're dealing with, again, pay very close. I need your undivided attention because, listen, I need you to hear from the Holy Spirit today, not from me. I need you to hear from the Holy Spirit because, listen, whenever God unveils you, he unveils you for the purpose of giving you revelation knowledge. Oh, God, I'm going to say it again. Whenever God unveils you, what we just read in 2 Corinthians and Romans, we go from glory to glory because we should be graduating, amen? You're about to graduate, okay? Whenever God unveils you, he unveils you so he can give you greater, more revelation knowledge. Now, let me go where I need to go to, okay? All right. Beloved of God, here we go. Pay attention to that. I want you to write this down. First of all, this is the first thing I want you to write down. All revelation that comes from God, the Holy Spirit, is revelation that is progressive.
Is what?
Revelation is progressive.
All revelation that comes from God, the Holy Spirit, is revelation that's progressive.
Progressive revelation.
Hallelujah.
Progressive all revelation, okay? You got that?
Yes, all right. Amen.
Okay, here we go. Let's go deeper. Here we go. Listen, progressive revelation refers to the truth that God reveals various aspects of his will and overall purpose to the believer over a different aspect of time. I'm going to say it again. I know that's
yes,
a lot,
please,
but I need
say it slower,
say it again.
Too.
Okay.
Slow.
Progressive. Okay. Progressive revelation. Progressive revelation, it refers to the truth. Everybody say that with me. Progressive revelation refers to the truth.
Progressive revelation refers to the truth.
Now, why is that important? Because remember, Jesus says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will what? Make
the truth
you free."
Truth shall set you free.
That's right. It's going to make you free. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, progressive revelation refers to the truth. Here you go. That God reveals or unveils certain aspects of his will.
That God
reveal certain aspect of certain aspect of God's will is revealed through progressive revelation. Okay.
Okay, you just said it backwards.
Yes. I'm just saying it a different way. I'm saying it a different way, but I'm gonna say it again. Progressive revelation refers to the truth that God reveals various aspects of his will.
Okay.
Progressive revelation refers to the truth that God reveals.
My God.
Certain aspect of his will to the believer. Now, he reveals it to you, the believer, over a different aspect of time.
Mm-hmm.
Which means revelation doesn't all come at one time. It comes at certain times.
Okay.
Whenever God begins to reveal what's on his heart, he's not going to give it to you all at once. He's going to give it to you over a period of time. Why? Because, again, we go from what? Faith to faith and glory to glory. Everybody say from faith to faith and glory to glory.
Faith to faith, glory to glory.
So when God begins to speak to you, whether he's speaking to you through a dream, a vision, through a prophet, he's giving you revelation over a specific aspect of time. He's not going to give it to you all at once. And one of the reasons why he don't give it to you all at once, it's because you are not at that level where you can receive it.
Oh.
Okay.
The Holy Spirit, listen, the Holy Spirit has to prepare you for what he's going to give you.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Okay.
The Holy Spirit has to prepare you for what he's going to give you. So it's not about how long you're praying. Is how prepared you are to receive it.
Right. Amen. Yes.
And so what God has to do is he has to remove some areas of unbelief out of your heart. He has to remove some distractions out of your way. Because, listen, a lot of times we are so distracted that we are not in a position to receive from the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
What?
I'm going to say it again. We are so distracted as believers because of all this stuff going on, jobs and pandemic and all this stuff going on. We are so distracted that, listen, we are not in the position where God can give us what he wants to give us.
I believe that.
So here's the key. So if there are certain areas you're not receiving from God, that is an area that you're still veiled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're still, listen, there's an area you're still veiled. the complete veil has not been removed. Why? Because you are too distracted.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things you have to do in prayer is say, God, I need you to remove the veil.
I need you to remove the veil.
And guess what? Here you go. Please don't miss this. When you ask God to remove the veil, he's going to tell you, he's going to respond back to you and says, if you remove the distraction, I'll remove the veil.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on, people. Y'all better come on. God, listen. See, listen. God is going to work with you. God is not going to do everything. There's a part that you got to play. God is going to tell you, listen, I want to unveil you, but you got to do your part. You got to remove the distraction.
All right, Patrick.
You have to remove, pay attention, you are going to have to remove whatever is hindering you, whatever distracting you, so the Holy Spirit can unveil you.
Ah, glory.
And that's why a lot of us don't understand who we are in Christ. We're still allowing the enemy to beat up on us.
Wow.
My God.
Jesus. Thank you,
okay.
Lord.
Let's look at some scriptures so we can see this in the Word. Brother Ronnie, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 17. Come on, Matthew chapter 13, verse 17.
Matthew chapter 13.
Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 17.
Oh, this is good right here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 13, starting at verse 17, the word of Yah reads.
Here you go.
It says, for verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them.
Read it again. Here you go. Oh, this is good, people. You need to see this.
Wow.
For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them.
One more time.
For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them.
Now, pay attention. Listen to the Holy Spirit voice through my voice. Pay very close attention. Listen, write this down. When I allow the Holy Spirit to unveil me, I will see things that others do not see, and I will hear things that others do not hear. Oh, I'm going to say that again. When you allow the Holy Spirit to unveil you, you will see things that others do not see, and you will hear things that others do not hear. Which means that God can show you things in the realm of the Spirit that he doesn't show everybody. And listen, he will speak things to you that he don't speak to everybody else. It doesn't make you special. It just makes you qualified.
It doesn't make you special.
It makes you qualified, which means, listen, the Bible says this, many are called, but few are chosen, which means God will choose you to show you things that he don't show other people, and he will speak things to you that he don't speak to everybody else. It's not that you're better than them. It's not that you're better than them. It's not that you're more qualified. It means that you have been chosen. Why? Because you allow the Holy Spirit to be able to unveil you so he can show you what he wants to show you.
Hallelujah.
Now, pay attention. See, listen. Now, this is the part we're about to go deep. Here we go. Now, listen. When God unveils you and begins to show you things that he doesn't show everybody, then the things of this world is no longer going to affect you. Why? Because God is going to show you answers to the problems that you are presently seeing.
Wow.
Wait, I was still writing the previous stuff.
I need that.
Yes.
Please repeat that.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, let me go back and say this again. When God unveils you, when you allow God to unveil you, you are going to see things that others do not see. You are going to hear things that other people don't hear.
I got that.
And that is, that means that it doesn't make you special.
Right.
It makes you qualified.
Mm-hmm.
That means you are not just a called one, you are a chosen one. Because many are called, but few are chosen. Only a few are chosen. Who are the few that are chosen? Those who allow God to unveil them.
Wow, man of God. Come on. Come on, prophet.
If you don't allow God to unveil you, you don't qualify to be part of the remnant.
Oh, Jesus.
My God.
The Bible says the road that leads to eternal life is narrow. The road that leads to destruction is broad and wide.
Broad and wide.
So listen, when God chooses you, he puts you on that narrow road. And that road leads to life. It leads to his life. So you will begin to experience his life while people are struggling to live their life.
My God.
Are you catching the revelation?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the next scripture? Okay, read that scripture one more time again, Ronnie.
For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them.
So people, when God unveils you and people start coming to you and they say, why is God showing you this stuff and not showing it to me?
Right.
Come on. Why are God speaking to you certain things he's not speaking to me? And all you're going to say is, I've allowed him to unveil me. I've allowed him to remove the veil from my eyes so he can show me these things. So guess what? When people start coming to you, if they're coming to you, it's because you have answers to their problems.
Hallelujah.
Don't miss this. If they are coming, and guess what, people of God? That's what this world needs. See, what people don't understand is the believer has the answer to all this stuff that's going on in the world. But, listen, just because you're born again doesn't mean you qualify to receive it. It's those whom God allowed to unveil them. It's those who made the Holy Spirit Lord.
Right. Amen.
Those who are not just playing church, because we got a lot of people playing church, but we ain't got people who got true relationship.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, here we go. Let's go deeper. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 35. Are y'all getting some?
Repeat, please. Repeat, please. What was that? Chapter
13? 1335.
I didn't hear that name. Okay, Matthew.
Matthew chapter 13 and verse 35.
All right. 35.
Okay, brother Ronnie.
Hallelujah. Wow. Matthew chapter 13, starting at verse 35, the word of God reads, it says, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.
Read it again.
That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.
One more time.
That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.
Now, pay attention. Because now, guess what? When Jesus was saying this, he was speaking of past tense. Because those things are already now fulfilled. The Holy Spirit is now revealing things. He is now opening his mouth. And he is declaring things that have been kept secret from the foundation world, but he's only revealing it and speaking to those who have been unveiled.
Mm-hmm.
It's not been to the entire church. It's to those who are unveiled.
Oh, wow.
So remember, the Bible says Jesus spoke to the multitude by parables, right? But
yes,
when he
right.
got his disciples, the Bible says he made all things plain to his disciples. Why? Because they were the remnant. Remember, Jesus had over a period of time over 500 disciples. But his remnant was the 12.
Right.
And then guess what? And then out of the 12, he made another remnant, which was the 3, Peter, James, and John.
And John. Mm-hmm.
The Bible said he took Peter, James, and John up to a high mountain, and he was transfigured before them, which means the 3, Peter, James, and John, saw another side of Jesus that the others did not see.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They saw a side of God that the rest of the disciples didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what he said, I'm going to show you things that others do not see. In other words, I'm going to reveal myself to you that I don't reveal to. I'm going to reveal a side of myself to you that I don't reveal to everybody. Beloved, let me speak prophetically now. Let me speak as a prophet of God. Because as we come into this next season, this next year, God is going to handpick certain believers who he can now unveil another side of himself to. And the question is, will you qualify? Listen, in other words, let me speak prophetically again. The days of you and I being in the dark is over with. The days of you and I not knowing what is to come is over with. The days of not having answers during this pandemic for the remnant is over with.
Over with.
Why people are scratching head and wondering, like, why can't I do this? Why things are difficult for me? It's because you have not removed the distractions so God can unveil you and give you the answers to this pandemic. Because God wants to give it to you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank he you, wants to Jesus. Give it to you. But the question is, will you, listen, spend the quality time with him and not quantity time for it to be revealed?
Oh, man. That's important.
Repeat that.
God is going to now reveal things to the remnant, the answers to this pandemic, that he does it to other people. Why? Because they refuse to remove the distractions so he can reveal. So let me tell you something. Distractions, write this down. Distractions will hinder revelation knowledge.
Distractions will hinder
me from receiving revelation knowledge. And if I'm not receiving revelation knowledge from the Holy Spirit, that is an indication I'm still veiled.
Okay.
And listen, if I'm still veiled, then I am not going from faith to faith and glory to glory. I'm still at the same place in my Christianity.
Right, Lord Jesus.
And you will wonder why, God, why am I not being promoted? God is looking for people he's ready to promote.
Wow.
See, listen, this is the time, people of God, we can't just be continue to do, listen, that's why, and I say this all the time, church as usual is over with. That's why, and I say this to me, listen, I can't listen to everybody preach now to me. Everybody can't preach. Doesn't make me special. Listen, I can't eat at everybody's table.
Right.
I can't go to everybody's church and listen to their sermonette. I can't do it. Doesn't make me special. It's just that I chose to go to another level in my relationship with God.
Amen.
Now, the question is, will you, because remember, the Bible said Jesus took Peter, James, and John up to a high mountain, okay? Which means, listen, are you willing to go higher in God, or do you want to stay at your surface Christianity? And that's why you are praying. Remember, the title of the message, Unanswered Prayer, Welcome to the Wait, which means you'll be struggling, wondering why your prayers are not penetrating the roof.
Jesus.
You wonder why you're praying the same thing. Nothing has changed. There's no, you're reading the Bible, but you're reading it like a Reader's Digest. There's no new manna. There's new revelation coming forth. And if there's new revelation coming forth, that shows you, that is a sign of where you are.
Jesus.
That shows you where you are.
Jesus.
If you're not getting no new revelation, that shows you're stuck somewhere.
You
better get with God, and you better get it in your prayer closet and say, God, where am I stuck? I can no longer stay in this mud. It's time for you, listen, people of God, pay attention, it's time for you to get to the place where you're eating on another level. Hallelujah. It's time for you. Okay, one more scripture and then we're going to pray.
Okay.
Everyone receiving this.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
All right.
Yes, amen.
Romans chapter 16, verse 25. Romans chapter 16. And then we're going to pray and then listen. We're going to pick this up next week. People of God, please, whatever you do, do not miss next Saturday. Oh, we're going to go deeper, people. It's going to get real good from here. Okay, hallelujah. Romans chapter 16, Brother Ronnie, 16:25-26.
Romans chapter 16, starting at verse 25. The word of Yah reads, it says, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began." Wow, let me read that again. It says, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandment of the everlasting God made known to all nations for the obedience of faith."
Okay, now, when the Bible talks about made known to the prophets, listen, it's not talking about those who are in the office of the prophet. It's talking about a prophetic people, period. It's talking about a people who understand that God can disclose prophetic insight to them through the scripture. Because when you begin to go to the Word of God, and you begin to meditate on the Word of God is going to be revealed to you. It's going to be disclosed to you. That's what revelation is all about. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The word revelation is the word apocalypse, which means the unveiling, or the removing of the veil. It means the veil being removed. God is now, people got to listen. In this season, in this pandemic, with all this stuff going on, people, I'm speaking prophetically. There are some things in the world that's about to get pretty dark. I need you to hear me prophetically, please. Don't miss what I'm about to say. In the world, there are some things about to get really dark. And God is now going to unveil the remnant and show them why it's going to get dark. He's going to show you what Satan's plan is. See, listen, people, the Bible says this: we are not ignorant of the devices of Satan, which means if you have been unveiled, there are some things that the enemy is trying to do, God has already shown you. There are some things that the enemies plan on doing to your household that God has already revealed to you, no devil, and you have the power to shut it down.
That's right.
One of the reasons why a lot of people can't shut down the plans of the enemy is because they are too distracted. So the question is this, and this is what we're going to pray, and then we're going to pick this up next week. And I'm telling you, you don't want to miss next week, okay? Listen, what we're going to pray is number two things we're going to pray, and then we're going to close out. Number one, that we would make Jesus Lord of our lives, the Holy Spirit Lord, so he can unveil us. Number two, we're going to pray that we would make the decision in our own life to remove whatever distraction.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a relationship. I don't care whatever it is that's going on in your life. You have to remove the distraction. God's not going to do it.
Okay.
God is not going to remove distraction out of your life. That's your responsibility. So quit praying to God to do stuff that he gave you the power to do.
That's right.
God is not going to bind the devil for you. That's your role.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Quit telling God to remove the devil out of your life. No, you remove the devil.
Come on, man of God.
See, if you are still, listen, if you are still praying on that level, that's a level of immaturity. You're still immature.
Get off the milk.
You're still on the milk. And guess what? You are still veiled. And God can't show you. You are not ready for the meat of the word. Why? Because you're still at an elementary stage in your relationship. And so you got to get in your prayer time and cry out, God, grow me up. I'm ready to grow up, God. A baby does not stay on milk. There's a place in your life where it's time to go to the next level.
I got you.
Amen. Are y'all ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? All right. I'm going to start it off, and then I'm going to ask a couple of people to pray, and then we're going to close out. Okay? Here we go. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you. We declare, God, that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, I thank you. Lord, I have given your people your word as you have given to me. And Lord, I have shown them from the word exactly what's on their heart. And right now, I am asking you that you would right now begin to remove the veil from their eyes. In the name of Jesus, I pray that whatever distraction that's in their lives, whatever hindrance, whatever obstacle, whatever hindrance that they are right now facing, I pray in the name of Jesus that thing be removed. I bind every devil of religion. I take a over that religious spirit. In the name of Jesus, I cast it out of you in the name of Jesus. Your day of blessing is elementary. Principle of revelation is over with. The day of staying stuck in your Christianity is over with in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the spirit of comfort. I declare your days of being comfortable is over with. Your days of compromising is over with. I bind it in the name of Jesus. Your days of being hidden in the name of Jesus. Your days of being hidden, veiled, is over with in the name of Jesus. I take authority right now. And I declare that your mind is being renewed. I declare that, listen, people, God, this is the time that God is telling you to renew your mind. God does not renew your mind. You have to renew your mind. I declare that you would make conscious decisions. I feel the Holy Ghost. I declare that you would make a conscious decision to be delivered. People, God, in order for you to be delivered, there must be a conscious decision. Conscious decision to be delivered from regular Christianity. In the name of Jesus. And devil, I bind you. In the name of Jesus. And I declare that the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And God, I'm asking you right now, as your son, I'm asking you to convict. I'm asking every person on this call, let there be a greater conviction of the Holy Ghost. I'm asking you in Jesus' name, convict them wherever they are distracted, wherever they have been hindered, wherever they're still at an elementary stage in their Christianity. I declare the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. God, don't even let them rest. Until they repent. The word repent means to turn back to God. I pray that you will turn back to the Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus, the days of grieving the Holy Spirit is over with. In the name of Jesus, I declare it, I decree it, and I declare now that God, you will begin to reveal the hidden mysteries that was from the foundation of the world. In the name of Jesus, I pray that there will be disclosure in the name of Jesus, Father God. And God, I take authority over the spirit of fear. I bind the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear, go in Jesus' name. You don't have no right against the people of God. I take authority over you now, and I declare from this day forward, you will now be unveiled by revelation knowledge in the name of Jesus. And I declare now that all things that will now work together for your good because you love God and because you're called into his purpose in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I give you glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Angie. Hallelujah. Sister Angie. I need Sister Angie to pray.
Yeah, I'm here.
Pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, the Spirit of God is already moving. Come on, stay in the Spirit. Go on, daughter.
Thank you, Lord, we just thank you for today, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We give you all the glory, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the unveiling, oh God. We thank you for who you are. We thank you that you are a wonderful God. You are a loving God. You are a forgiving God. You are a merciful God, Lord. We thank you that you see us fit, Lord, to receive such a message to prepare us, Lord. We thank you that we are called by your name, Lord. We thank you that you're giving us strength when we feel like we have no strength, oh God. We thank you that you're protecting those who have been distracted, who have been falling into a pit of despair, pit of self-pity, Lord. We thank you that in the hole that many of us are in, Lord, you have your extended favor in your arms. Take us out of where we are, Lord. We thank you that we can repent to go back to you, Lord. We ask all of us, Lord, collectively for forgiveness, Lord, when we do not follow you, Lord. When we put certain things before you, we put certain things on a pedestal instead of focusing on you, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are a forgiving God, and we thank you that we are forgiven, oh God.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, that our finances are met, that we don't put that in a pedestal before you, Lord. We thank you that our hearts are healed, that we don't put the pain before you, God. We thank you that you are renewing us, Lord. We thank you that you are renewing our mind, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you that depression is ceasing, Lord, that we don't put our problems before you, Lord. We thank you that when we put our problems last and we put you first, Lord, you will allow us to move forward, Lord. You said in Matthew 6:33, we thank you. You said in Matthew 6:33 to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these things will be added on to you, Lord. We thank you that we seek you more than we seek worldly desires, Lord. We thank you that we seek the kingdom before we seek our family, before we seek our friends, before we seek our lovers, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. The days of confusion are over in the name of Jesus, for that does not come from you. We thank you that the days of crying are over, Lord. We thank you that we have a renewing of our spirit, a renewing of our mind, a renewing of our purpose, Lord. I pray right now, I pray over every single person on this call that has felt like they have lost their way, that they felt that they have got too distracted to get back onto the path, Lord, that you allow the Holy Spirit to put the road back together, Lord. When we felt that the train tracks came apart, Lord, you are bringing together the way for us, Lord, to get back on the ride and to follow you, God. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you, God. There's nobody like you, God. You are Jehovah Jireh, Lord, and we worship you, Lord. You are alone. I pray over every spirit on this phone that has been depressed, that has had anxiety, that has had fear, that has had doubt, that has had anything, has had trauma return, Lord. We thank you that anything that has kept us away from you, I command it right now to flee in Jesus' name. To leave. I thank you right now. That the days of doubt, the days of wondering where we're going to get money, where we're going to find a way, Lord, you make a way out of
thank
God,
you,
because
thank
you are a miracle
God.
Worker, promise keeper, you are light in the darkness,
thank
we know
you,
that
God.
That's who you are, oh God, I thank you, God, I thank you.
thank you, Lord. I rebuke suicidal thoughts. I rebuke anything that is against your will for the lives of my brothers and sisters. I command it to flee, oh God. Demon of oppression, demon of depression, demon of anxiety, demon of suicide, I command you back down to the temple. I command that you unleash my brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus. And I pray that in 2022, we can focus on you and the call that you have on our life, oh God. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. I give you all the honor and glory. Let there be no retaliating forces in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want Brother Ronnie to pray, and then I want Kathy to pray, and then we're going to close out.
Hallelujah. Or Roste Cambari, Kiri Arabosandari, or Roste Kiri Arabosandari. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before your throne of grace, bold and humble, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your word, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for in this hour, Lord God. This is a vital hour, Lord. So we bind up every spirit of distraction. We come against the spirit of slumber right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing, Lord God. We pray for the equipping of the saints right now, Lord God, that you would unveil your people, Lord God, whoever is hindering of a hindrance or a block, Lord God, whatever it may be, a distraction, we come against it, Lord God. We pray, Father God, for a new aim and a new vision and a new target, Lord God, that we would press through, Lord God, on every side, Lord God, as overcomers, Lord God. I just thank you, Father God, for building up on the most holy faith, Lord God, praying in the spirit, Lord God, Father God, that you would open up the scripture, hallelujah, Lord God, that we would know you and recognize you, Father, as you showed up on the road, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the unveiling, Lord. We thank you for the elevation, supernatural increase of intimacy right now. I speak and I decree and declare, like never before, that the scales be removed from the eyes, that the hardness of heart be removed, the callous be removed, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the elevation taking us from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Father God, we thank you for a fresh anointing, fresh oil, fresh fire, that when we go out, Lord God, and spread your fragrance, you will bridle our tongue, Holy Spirit, that we would be able to equip others, Lord God, that we would be able to show and introduce your truth to others, Lord God, that they would be, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Allow us to protect our testimony, Lord God. We come against the schemes of the devil. We come against every single attempt and strategy. Right now, we bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for wholeness, Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When we make the Holy Spirit our Lord, when we make you our Lord, Lord, hallelujah, Yahshua. We bless your holy name, Father. We thank you, Yahweh. We thank you, Elohim, Adonai. We praise you. We adore you. And we thank you, Father, for ordering our footsteps, Lord, the life that you came to give us in abundance. Hallelujah. We give it to others as life distributors, as water carriers, Lord. We shall carry your spirit. We shall carry your anointing and your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that whatever our hands touch shall prosper, Lord God. We thank you for a new strategy. We thank you for allowing us to stir up the gift, Lord. We give you praise, Lord God. Lead us and guide us with your eyes. You teach us in the way that we should go, Lord. And we are careful to give you all the praise. Bless the man of God right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Him and his marriage, him and his ministry, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for that new home, Lord God. I thank you for elevation and increase. Increase, Lord. Hallelujah. So we speak it, therefore, and it is in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We glorify you, we magnify you, and we receive and we believe every single declared word that has been declared to our sister and our brother. We believe it for you. According to your word, my fear is not according to your word. You encourage me, but I fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So we thank you, Lord God, that we are tapping into your right way of doing things, Lord God, your way. We thank you, Lord God, that now that the scales are removed from our eyes, now, Lord God, that we have declared that we are making the decision to remove all distractions. From this moment forward, Lord God, that we now, Lord God, qualify. We qualify for you, Lord God, to minister to us, Lord God, the meat of the word, that we may, Lord God, be able to go from glory to glory and take the place. So I declare and decree over these people right now, God, that have heard with their ear, Lord God, heard with their spiritual ear, Lord God. Now that we're able to, Lord God, move forward, you said in Ephesians, I believe, 3:20, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all, that we can ask or think according to the power that's on the inside of us, Lord God. Awaken us now, Lord God. Awaken the hunger in us, Lord God. You said those who thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you've given us answers. I am a good rabbi, seeking the devil, he can't get a book on the back. He has the book on the back. Yes, oh God, you are going to distinguish me back to Lord God, that we are the children of the light, God. And we thank you that our light is shining, oh God. Brighter, Lord God, than yesterday. Brighter than a moment ago, Lord God. We thank you and we bless you, oh God. Help us, Lord God, to stay, Lord God, in the vein of Lord God, your glory. We your manifested goodness, Lord God, in our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We are declaring and decreeing that we are part of the Peter, James, and John crew, Lord God.
Yes,
and we are getting close to you. We are, Lord God, drawing near to you, Lord God, that you may draw near to us in the matchless name
yes,
of Jesus. We believe and we receive everything that has been prayed, everything that has been unuttered with our lips. We thank you, Lord God, that our groanings are speaking for us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Now let me get everyone's attention. Let me get everyone's attention real quick. Real quickly, I'm going to let you go. I need to say this because as we were praying, I heard the Holy Spirit just say this to me, and so I need to say exactly what he told me to say. The Holy Spirit just told me this. Some of you, some of us on this call, and this is happening in the body of Christ, listen, you do not have to keep going to different churches because you feel like whoever the man of God is have a greater revelation, knowledge, and stuff like this. Listen, the same Holy Spirit that's in that man of God is in you too. The day of going from church to church, trying to go to people who you feel have insight and revelation out of what they do. But I want you to know you have the same Holy Spirit on the inside of you. And if you get in your prayer time and spend time with God, God will give you the same revelation. God will give you the same clarity. And so listen, I want you to not feel like you don't have what others don't have. You do. When you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, that's all you need. You have everything you need. You have him. The Holy Spirit is a person, and he desires to give you greater clarity, greater revelation, greater understanding if you would allow him to unveil you in this next season. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, people,
can I say something? What you just said. The only purpose for the men and women God is when you're going there, you're to get thank you. That's it, right? That's it. Thank you. That's it right there.
Amen. So, all right, people, God, listen. I'm letting everyone go. Listen, I just want to say this real quickly. If anyone has any prayer requests, we always do this at the end because one of the things that we are a ministry of prayer. So we always like to close out. If anyone has any prayer requests, this is the time to do it.
I have a prayer
request.
Go ahead. Oh, hi, this is Francesca. So I just moved to Tennessee and I found a home church.
Amen.
And I'm getting rebaptized this Sunday. Brother David and Sister Kathy, as you know, my husband has a different religion and I invited him. So can you please pray that nothing will get in the way of him coming this Sunday to my baptism?
Amen. We agree.
Amen. Yes, we agree. We're going to cover that in prayer. Anyone else?
Yeah, I have an exam this week, coming up on Thursday, a major examination, and the latter, as the man of God was talking about, hindrance, you know, and so I need to stay focused, laser focus, for this exam on Thursday. And if we can help me to pray. Thank you.
I'm writing it. I'm trying to write all this in. Was it Pastor Denise?
Yes.
Okay.
This is I'm asking God. Oh, yes. Good morning. Praise the Lord. I'm asking God to open the door for me. I'm in need of employment and I need a blessing, a financial blessing. Because the landlord just went up on our rent to $3,000 or something.
What's your name, honey?
Oh, I need a job. My name is Teresa.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have a prayer request.
Okay.
This is Rosemary. My brother-in-law's father just had a stroke late last night, and they're like really strong and heavy in the Mormon church. And I think he was diagnosed with cancer last year too. So I don't know if this is his first or second stroke, but we've been praying for him, and my sister said she's been trying to witness to him and the mother. So I don't know. And then, yeah, so I would just say if you can keep my brother-in-law Sterling and his father and his mother in prayer, because we've been praying that the door will open so they can, you know, receive Christ and get that revelation knowledge of who God is and that he loves them and set them free from all that.
Amen.
Yes, I need prayer for my daughter Angel. She'll be going to surgery next month for a gallbladder. She has gallstones.
Okay,
so I'm asking God to dissolve it.
And your name?
Teresa.
Teresa, okay. Amen. All right. Honey, you got those things down?
Yes. Is this Teresa the same person for the employment?
Yeah.
For my daughter. Yes, my appointment. Yeah, I need a job.
Yeah.
Okay.
She got a gallstone that needs to be removed.
Okay. Let me pray, and then I want to close out real quick because I know people got to go. So let me pray real quick. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come, and God, you said that if we cast all our care on you, you care for us. And so, Lord, I lift up every prayer request. I declare, I decree now a divine intervention, a divine encounter with the living God in the name of Jesus. And I prophesy that there will be in the era of employment, I declare open doors that no man can close. I pray favor. I declare favor. I declare supernatural increase financially. I declare that the windows of heaven are open and there is a release. In the mighty name of Jesus, I prophesy, Lord God, that you are right now bringing breakthrough. You are bringing supernatural answers. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over sickness. I take authority over every attack against the body. And I declare that by your stripes that they are healed. I loosen glory, I loosen life, and I prophesy breakthrough. I prophesy a miracle in the name of Jesus. And God, I ask that by next week, there will be major testimonies. Hear me by the Word of God. For there shall be major testimonies, because you have all of me, says the Lord. I shall answer, I shall move, says the Spirit of the Lord. I shall now recompense, I shall bring justice. I shall now minister to those whom you have brought before me, says the Lord. For this will be a day that as you stand in my presence, you will begin to see my hand move in certain areas, says the Lord. For this will be a day of celebration. This will be a day of victory. This will be a day of overcoming. This will be a day of knowing that I am present. For am I not a God who is present? Is anything too hard for me, says the Lord? For as you have trusted me, as you have allowed me to upgrade you, says the Lord, I shall now release my provision. I shall release my healing. I shall release my power. And you shall see it. And you shall know that I am in the midst of thee. And you shall know that I am moving. And you shall know that my hand is upon you at this moment, says the Lord. So trust me in this hour. And know that I shall do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask for me, according to the power that works on the inside of you. For I have placed on the inside of you solutions and answers, says the Lord. Trust in what I've placed on the inside of you. Come to me and know that as you declare my word, you shall see the manifestation of my word, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
Come on, open up your mouth and let's give a moment and just thank him. Come on, come on, give God some praise right now. As we're about to close out, I need you to praise him right now. Revelation of the Holy Spirit, and I believe it's going to be amazing. Also, listen, January 2nd, we're already at the close of this year. Every year around this time, the Lord tells me to shut in for about a month or two. This time, the Lord told me to shut in with him for 3 months, and the Lord began to reveal to me the word of the Lord for the following year, 2022, and I'm telling you, it's going to be absolutely amazing. The Lord told me that I was to lay hands on every person that attends the service. It's going to be absolutely powerful. So listen, if you're not doing anything, which I know you're not, amen, I want you to go to the website, ignitefiretoday.com, and register for our New Year service. It's going to be awesome. It's in the city of Compton, and I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. You think this revelation right here is awesome. You need to see what the Holy Spirit is saying for 2022. So the website again, for those that want to write it down, ignitefiretoday.com, amen, and register for that. It's going to be absolutely amazing. There's going to be prophecy that's going to come forth, impartation, amen, hallelujah. And also I want to let you, those know that every Thursday at 12 noon from 12 to 2, we're right here at the address 1307 East Compton Boulevard. We're praying. If you would like to come out and spend time with prayer with us, 1307 East Compton Boulevard, we are right there 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock and sometime from 7 to 8. Amen. So if you can't make 12 to 2, come out 7 to 8. Amen.
God you know what's
you,
my
God.
Go ahead. I also want to give a testimony of that 12 noon prayer to 2. We've been praying for the city of Compton. And I just want to just announce to the principalities and the rulers, God is moving. The officials are getting together on tomorrow at 1 o'clock in Compton and for a time of prayer.
Absolutely. After the prayer. That's right. All the city officials are coming together tomorrow. My wife and I, we will be there. Hallelujah. That is after prayer because we are coming together and praying. Amen. And so I'm so excited about that. Now, listen, people of God, again, I want to remind you, listen, make sure that you reach out to your leaders, reach out to some people, and make sure next Saturday that you get some people to get on this call. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Also, too, the call is recorded. If you would like the playback, it's going to be on our website, or if you want it sent to you, you can text me at 562-986-3930. And I will send that to you. I will send the playback to you.
Repeat it.
The number is 562-986-3930. You can text me if you would like the recording. And it's also on the website, ignitefiretoday.com. It will be up there, too. If you want to hear any of our teachings that we taught a powerful series in the era of deliverance, absolutely amazing. Go to the website and check that out. But if you would like this this one right here, text me at that number, 562-986-3930, and I will send that to you right away. Amen. People, God, listen, have a blessed and wonderful Saturday. Remember, go and make the decision, whatever distractions in your life, remove it and get prepared for fresh revelation coming to you, because you are, listen, God is about to upgrade you, and I want you to be excited about what God is going to do for you. Remember, you are going to see things that others do not see, and you are going to hear things that others do not hear. God bless you, people. Have a wonderful day, and remember, stay, go and share the gospel with somebody that don't know Jesus Christ. Make sure you're sharing the gospel with those who are lost. Also, don't forget, this coming Wednesday, I will be on Rosemary and Ron's prayer line, their Bible study. This coming Wednesday, you don't want to miss it. We're going to be teaching the area of faith. Amen. So, Ronnie, I'll make sure you get all that information for this coming Wednesday. Amen. God bless you, everyone. Amen. You are dismissed. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Thank you for coming on.
I love you all.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.